Well, good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
It's good to see everyone here.
很高兴看见大家都能来。
Roy said we had to have a bigger table because, but it's not big enough yet, Roy. We have to have another table.
我们本来又已经加了两张桌子，所以还是不太够。
Well, we're going to enjoy some time in the Word of God.
我们会在神的话语里有一个。
And before we do, we'll ask our brother Jeet if he would just ask God's blessing upon us and that the Holy Spirit might give us good teaching today.
我们在开始之前求这弟兄带领我们，求圣灵的教导，做一个祷告。
Let's bow and pray. Our loving Father in heaven, we want to bless you and give thanks to you. Lord, we just want to ask thee for thy help. We thank thee for your word. And Lord, it's like a lamp unto our feet and it guides us through the path of life. And Lord, we just want to thank you again for thou art with us always. We thank you for your word now and ask that you would bless us here and give us wisdom from your word that we might learn and apply it to our lives. And Lord, we pray for our brother Eric as he ministers thy word to us and open up each and every heart, Lord, that they might receive Thee as their Lord and Savior. We give thanks in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. So we turn to John chapter 6 again.
翻到约翰福音的六章。
John chapter 6. And we're going to read from verse 52 right down to the end of the chapter.
我们来读52节，一直到这章的最后。John
chapter 6, verse, beginning to read at verse 52, right down to verse 71, which is the end of the chapter.
约翰福音六章，52节到71节。 Shall we read?
Yeah.
因此犹太人彼此争论说， 这个人怎能把他的肉给我们吃呢？
耶稣说， 我实实在在地告诉你们， 你们若不吃人子的肉， 不喝人子的血， 就没有生命在你们里面。
吃我肉喝我血的人， 就有永生， 在末日， 我要叫他复活。
我的肉真是可吃的， 我的血真是可喝的。
吃我肉喝我血的人， 藏在我里面， 也藏在他里面。
永活的父怎样差我来， 我又因父活着， 照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
这就是从天上降下来的粮， 吃这粮的人就永远活着， 不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳， 还是死了。 这些话是耶稣在加百农会堂里教训人说的。 他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说， 这话甚难，谁能听呢？
耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说：“这话是叫你们厌弃吗？倘若你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。只是你们中间有不信的人。”
耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。耶稣又说：“所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。”
同时，我们途中多有退去的，不再和他们同行。耶稣就对那十二门徒说：“你们也要去吗？” 西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们归还从谁？那我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。”耶稣说：“我们是你信了你们十二个名聘吗？那你们中间有一个是魔鬼。”
耶稣这话是指着加略人西门的儿子犹大说的。
Well, this Bible scholars call this big chapter all of chapter 6, which is a big chapter. They call it the Great Discourse.
那圣经学者呢，把整个第六章，第六章是一个非常长的一章，他们称之为耶稣的教训啊，耶稣的教导。
And of course, the background to the Great Discourse is that he had fed 5,000 people using a boy's lunch.
那这个大教导的背后呢，有一个背景，就是他用一个男孩的午餐来喂饱了五饼二鱼，来喂饱了五千人。
The people were very impressed by this.
人们非常印象深刻啊。
They wanted to make him king.
他们就因此呢想让他做王。
And they were planning to do that by force if necessary.
然后他们就想要逼着他做王啊，如果可以的话，逼着耶稣做。
But then, he brings this teaching that there's something more important than just the bread. Of to fill their stomachs.
然后他带来这样的教导啊，就是有比单单喂饱胃啊更重要的事情。
There's more important things than just the physical.
所以它不单单是一个物理的肉体的需要啊这样的事情重要，有比这更重要的事情。
Because what he saw was a world that was starving spiritually.
因为他看见的是一个世界在灵里的饥渴。
There was 5,000 people were with empty stomachs on the hillsides before he fed them.
所以在这五千个人里面呢，他喂饱他们之前，他们的胃是空的，是饿的。
But Jesus, who is the Son of the Father, very God Himself, could see that the whole world was empty of spiritual life.
但是呢，耶稣作为神的圣子，那他属灵的眼睛，他看见了。整个世界是在属灵上，在灵里面是非常饥渴的。
It was a dying world.
这是一个将死的世界。
And the Lord Jesus then came into this world to give life to the world.
因为耶稣来就是给这个世界以生命的。
And not to give, not just to feed the stomach, but to feed the soul and spirit.
所以不只是要喂饱人的胃啊，要更要喂养人的灵魂。
So he came from heaven.
所以他从天上来。
And now he uses the figure of speech that of the bread of life that he said, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven."
所以他开始用一个比喻来讲了，我就是从天上降下来的那个粮。
Now to the Jews that was an astounding claim.
对犹太人来说，这是一个非常令人吃惊的表述。
They said.They argued and said, "How could he say he came down from heaven? We know where he was born in Nazareth, a town not far from here."
因为他们会说呢，他怎么可能自称为从天上降下来呢？我们认识他，他就是从拿撒勒出生的耶稣啊。
We know his father and mother.
我们认识他的父亲和母亲。
But of course, that was in ignorance, wasn't it?
当然，这是一个很无知的状态，对不对
？In the Joseph was not his father.
因为谁都会知道约瑟呢不是耶稣的生父。
If they had asked his mother, she would have told them the truth.
如果他们要问耶稣的母亲玛利亚呢，他会告诉他们发生了什么。
But they could not imagine anything beyond the natural life.
但是呢，犹太人他们很难想象一切超越自然规律的事情。
And so when he began to say in verse 51.
所以当他开始说五十一节的时候
，He said, "I'm the bread. I am the living bread that came down from heaven."
而我是从天上降下来生命的粮。
And then he makes this hard saying for them to understand and believe.
然后呢，他们耶稣又把这样做这个话语呢，做了一个特别更难理解的表述哈，对于犹太人来说。
He says, if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
人若吃这粮呢，就必永远活着。
And then, the most astounding thing at all was the next statement. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
所以下面的一个他的表述呢，就是更让人吃惊了。他说，我要赐的粮呢，就是我的肉，为世人生命所赐的。
And of course, the the bread, saying that the bread is his flesh. There he's the bread must be broken before it can be eaten.
那我们都知道粮啊，就是那个面包啊，它需要在吃之前你需要把它撕开。
That is natural bread.
这是地上的自然里面出来的这个面包就是这样的。
So if he's the bread from heaven, he must be broken before he can be eaten.
那他是天上来的粮呢，他也先需要被破碎啊，先需要被撕开，在我们吃它之前。
And broken refers to, of course, his sacrifice on Calvary when he would die upon the cross.
啊，这里其实就指着他在十字架上要。要受难的这么一个预言。
He says, "The bread must be broken." He says before it can be eaten, and he speaks of the great sin offering on the cross of Calvary.
所以粮先要被撕开来吃，他就在预表着他未来要献上的那特别重要的一个赎罪祭啊，在十字架上。
And notice in that last statement of verse 51.
那我们看五十一节的最后一个表述。
He says, "This is the bread. This bread is my flesh, which I will give." That is future yet. At the time that he said this, it was still future. I will give for the life of the world.
所以这里最后一个表述，它是用了将来时啊。I will 就是未来要给的，就是对于他说这句话的那个当口呢，这件事情还没有发生，这就是后面要。
He was going to give up his life on Calvary.
他要把他的生命呢献在各个他山上的十字架上。
So that we might receive that life.
所以我们能够接受这样的生命。
And of course, it wasn't. I'm missing something there. He gave that life as a sacrifice.A pure life offered for our polluted life.
所以他给他的生命给我们呢，是作为一个赎罪祭，一个完全纯洁圣洁的生命，相对于我们败坏的生命来说。
It was an offering for sin. It was an offering to God, the judge of all.
这是献给神，用来做赎罪祭的，是因为我们的罪，神要审判我们。
And Jesus offering himself as a sacrifice in our place then satisfied God's righteous requirements.
所以耶稣献上这祭呢是站在我们的位置上替我们的罪献上罪的代价以满足神公义的要求。
And so now God's righteousness has been satisfied.
现在神义的要求呢满足了。
He can come out now in grace and offer free salvation.
他可以在他的恩典里啊，可以给我们一切的祝福啊，就是因为他有了这个完全免费的救恩给了我们。
Because Jesus had not only died, but he had been raised from the dead and had risen to God his Father in heaven.
因为耶稣不但死了，他还从死里复活了。回到了父身边。
And that life now, that resurrected life in the glory, God can offer that life to anyone who believes.
那一切信他的啊，就可以借着他的信心得着神给的这最大的恩典和祝福，就是把救恩给他，因为耶稣已经复活了。
And when the Lord Jesus said this bread is my flesh.Which I will give for the life of the world.
耶稣说呢，这个粮啊，就是我的肉啊，我要为世人生命所赐的。
How is that life actually received?
那这样的生命是怎么样得着的呢
？By faith.
就是借着信心。
You see, it's spiritually appropriated. It's taken in spiritually.
就是属灵上啊，你就接近了，你相信它。你就得救了。
Through our faith in God, believing His word, we receive eternal life into our spirits.
所以借着我们的信心，对神的信心，相信他所说的都是真实的， 我们就得着了神赐给我们永恒的生命。
And so, no, even though the offering of God of life for the entire world was made, and the sacrifice that Christ made was sufficient for the entire world to be saved, only those who eat or who believe receive eternal life.
所以即便神呢给全世界都已经预备了这个救恩，也即便这样的救恩呢，在耶稣基督的献祭里呢是非常足够的，足以满足每一个人罪的要求。但是呢，每一个得救的人必须要借着信心去支取去得着这个救恩，他才能真的得救。
You see, he's been talking in figurative language here.
所以他在这里是用比喻的方式来表述。
He uses the words blood, bread.Flesh and eat, all physical things that we do every day to maintain our bodies.
所以他一直用的是一个我们能够每一天能理解的词哈，比如说粮啊，比如说肉啊，比如说血啊，这都是我们非常熟悉的这个能够明白的词。
And he uses a physical language to teach spiritual truth.
他用这个地上的我们能明白的有形的词呢来解释属灵的事情。
And that, so that the life that was given at Calvary, broken, the bread broken, must be eaten or taken in, otherwise it's of no value.
所以一个面包要撕开，我们吃进来才会变成我们的营养和生命。一样的十字架的救恩呢，你也需要吃进来，接进来，相信它。才可以变成你真的生命。
Someone can be starving and have a nice big meal put before them.
一个人可以是非常饥饿，然后有面前摆了一些特别丰盛的饮食。
And if they refuse to eat that the food, what's going to happen? They're going to die, aren't they?
如果他们拒绝吃这些呢，你猜会发生什么呢？他们会死，对不对
？So it must be taken in, must be eaten.
所以一个饥饿的人摆在他面前的吃的，他必须吃进来才能满足他的饥饿。
It's very plain that he was speaking in figurative language.
所以他用比喻的方式呢，是一个非常直接的表述啊，让人很好理解。
But the, in verse 52, we find there that the Jews they refused to believe.
但是在五十二节，我们发现呢，犹太人他们拒绝去相信这样的比喻。
They began to argue among themselves.
然后他们彼此开始争论了。
The word there is very strong. They actually began to fight each other.
啊，这里词啊，其实用的是比较强的。事实上，他们有一点开始争起来了，打起来。
And they got really excited because
非常激动。
And they were saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?"
他说这个人怎么能把他的生命给我们吃呢？他的肉给我们吃呢？
They, instead of listening very carefully to his words, the opposition in their hearts rose up, and they began to fight one another.
所以不是去理解他比喻里面属灵的含义，去接近来他们，那血气里面出来的那个争斗啊，就让他们开始吵起来。
Now, how should they have received the words of the Lord Jesus?
他们是多么该接受进来神的话了，耶稣基督的话。
He very patiently, over this long discourse, had tried to instruct them in a very gracious manner.
他用一个耶稣在这么长的一个教导里，这么重要的一个教导里，很耐心的在恩典里。要引他们到一个属灵的认知上。
They should have received the teaching, his teaching, in humbleness.
所以他们应该是在谦卑里要接受他的教导才。
In Matthew, turn to Matthew chapter 18, verse 3.
我们看一下马太福音的十八章的三节。
we'll read verses 2 and 3.
You want to
read those two verses?
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他们站在当中，说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。”
So the Lord uses an object lesson, a little child.
耶稣在这里用了一个课题来做一个教导。
And he says, "Look at this little child."
他说：“看看这个小孩子。”
He said, "I tell you the truth." He says,
我告诉你们这个。
Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说：“除非你们回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。”
A little child, very humble.
所以一个小孩子是非常谦卑的。
A little child doesn't have any preconceived ideas.
因为他没有任何预设的概念点子在他脑子里。
They just believe what they're told.
他就是只是相信别人告诉他的事情。
And so, the Lord Jesus is telling those Jews in Matthew chapter 18, he says, you've got to turn, you've got to repent.You have to change your attitude and receive what God has for you.
所以耶稣在这里呢，借着这个例子来教导马太福音十八章里的那些犹太人，就你们要变呢，你们要谦卑，来像小孩子那样单纯的去相信神的话。
And so their attitude was wrong. The opposition actually produced a warfare among them.
但是正是因为他们的这个他状态没有到一个谦卑的状态，所以他里面的那个抵挡的心意呢，就开始带着他们和耶稣就争起来了。
Instead of listening to them, they said, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?"
所以他没有去思考耶稣的话呢，他们立刻的反应就是，这个人怎么能把他的肉给我们吃呢？
So Jesus in verse 53.He goes on and he says, there, I tell you the truth. Go back to John 6.
We 们回到约翰福音的六章五十三节哈。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章。
That phrase, I tell you the truth, in verse 53. In your Chinese version,What do you have there?
Truly.
The New International is more interpretation. The word truly is better, but the original is a very strong double. Amen.Which is hard to translate into any language.
所以，我们的中文的这个译本呢，更接近原文一些哈。那 NIV 呢，它更多的是意义啊。这个英文呢，我们用的这个 NIV 更多的是意义。所以原文呢，就是中文叫实实在在的。它在那个原文里，这个实实在在是什么呢？就是 Amen， 就是阿门阿门，就是很难用任何一个语言直接的来表述出来。你就知道它阿门其实就是同意。我认可你任何的祷告，最后都有个阿门，就是那这个阿门是个非常强的词。
It's a very strong statement.
是一个非常强的表述。
I would say it might mean something like this.
它应该是表达这么一层意思。
I tell you the truth, and it is an absolute necessity.
所以我告诉你们真理，这个是真实的，而且是完完全全不必然的结果，就这么，这个真理是完全不错的。
Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
That is receivingGod's message of His Son giving His life for us.
那就是接受耶稣基督啊， 神赐的圣子给我们，就把它接近我们心里。
It must be eaten by faith, otherwise there's no life.
我们要凭着信心来吃啊，否则它是没有生命在里面。
Eating is believing.
吃啊就是信。
You know, and the Lord Jesus there, he had made that plain a number of times to them. We have there in verse 35 of that same chapter.
耶稣这么说啊，在这里说了好几次，三十五节他也是这么说的意思。
He says, "There, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who, notice this, believes in me." He doesn't say who eats, but believes in me.
他说我是生命的粮，三十五节，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。他没有说吃，他这里直接讲的是信。
You'll never be thirsty. And then verse 47. He says, I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life.
他说我告诉你们，实实在在告诉你们，信的人有永生了。又是一次信。
You see that he had told them, and in another couple of places it's mentioned as well, that it's belief. The eating is believing.
所以在其他几个场合也是一样的。他反反复复表达的意思就是，吃呢就是信。
If you believe in the Son of God that He came down to give a life for the world, if you believe that, you've eaten.
如果你相信圣子是从天上降下来要给生命的那一位呢，那你吃他的方式就是信他。
How else can you feed the Spirit except through the will?
如你要满足你的灵里的需要，什么样的满足方式是最好？就是你灵里的愿望啊。
God has,
你满足这个愿望，你就满足了。
God has given us a will that we might receive His words.
就是所谓我们所谓的自由意志，就是我们愿用这个愿意去接受神的话呢，我们就得着满足了。
But having a will, it speaks of choice.
所以有一个自由意志呢，就会有选择了。
We can refuse what God says, or we can accept what God says.
我们可以拒绝神说的话，我们也可以接受神说的话。
If we receive what God offers us, we eat of the spiritual food, and we can be born again of God's Spirit.
如果我们接受神所说的话，我们就等于吃了他的粮啊，那我们就。得着了神的生命。
Now that verse 53, some people have interpreted that in a way that somehow in some branches of so-called Christianity, not real Christians, that a priest can come and take the bread and he pronounces some prayer over that bread.And then that bread is transformed from ordinary bread into the very body of Christ. And then they give it to people, and they think that they have received eternal life.
那有一类的解释啊，我们要非常警惕呢，就是解到五十三节的时候呢，事实上他们不是真正从圣经里出来的教导呢。他说呢，那领圣餐的时候呢，当你祭司啊也好，或者牧者也好，来到你的面前，那他对着桌上的面包呢做了一番祷告，祷告了以后呢，很神奇的呢，那这个面包呢就变成了耶稣的身体，那你呢就可以吃了这个面包呢，你就吃了耶稣的生命了啊，那借着这个方式你就得着永生了，这是完全错误的。
That is a lie of Satan.
啊，这是从撒旦来的谎言啊。
To think that something taken into the body can affect the spirit.
因为他认为你吃到东西呢，能影响你的灵，这个逻辑是完全错误的。
By eating bread, all it does is maintain the life of the body.
那你吃了这个面包呢，起到的作用就是让你的这个胃得饱足了。
And you know, millions of people have been deceived by this evil doctrine.
那很多很多的人啊，是被这个邪恶的教义所影响的。
Now, many of you know Mary and Frank Campa, right?
我们大家很多都认识我们这里的一对老弟兄姊妹啊， Mary 和 Frank。
And they grew up as Roman Catholics in their homeland of Slovenia.
他们在斯洛文尼亚来的哈，那他们在他们家乡的时候呢，就受这个这样的教义，这是天主教的一个教义啊，受这个影响。
And from children, they went to the church, the priest pronounced some type of magic.Prayer over the bread, and they ate the bread, and they thought they have eternal life.
他们从小到大都是，他们去到那个教堂呢，然后那个祭司呢，神父呢，他就能够做一些很神奇的祷告。他孩子们就认为这个祷告完，这个面包就变成了耶稣的身体了。然后他们吃进来，他们就得永生了。
Later on, when they immigrated to Canada, and they believed the true gospel.Then they received eternal life. They realized they did not have eternal life.
所以直到他们移民到了这里啊，那他们真的接受到了福音，那他知道哦，原来要信靠耶稣基督。他们那个时刻才开始知道，其实他们以前是没有得救的。
The other error, of course, is we don't need an earthly priest to come between us and God.
所以我们很清楚的知道，我们不需要属地的这个神职阶层啊，祭司也好，这个神父也好，牧师也好，来挡在我们和神之间，挡在我们和福音之间，不需要的。
We come to God directly through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们直接到神那里去是，就是借着一唯一的中保，就是耶稣基督。
See, in our spirits, we can reach out and we can take that bread of life and eat.
所以在我们灵里呢，我们可以伸出手来，借着信把耶稣基督的救恩接到我们心里来，我们就吃了这粮了，我们就得救。
So, the
yeah. Her question is if it's figurative, so flesh and blood separately represents what?
The body, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood represents his death, because when the blood is shed, the life is in the blood. And when the blood is shed, it equals death. That refers to the death of Christ.
那血呢是代表生命，因为在十血代表死了，就是他在十字架上死了，他要把血流出来。
Now, what for the Christian though, we break bread every Sunday.
对于基督徒呢，我们每一个周末呢都会有有圣餐礼。
And we drink the cup of wine, don't we?
然后我们也有一些那个圣杯里的酒。
What benefit does that have for us?
那个对我们有什么好处呢？
Only in the sense of a reminder. It's a reminder of looking back and remembering the Lord Jesus.
那这个只是一个提醒啊，提醒我们什么呢？回到最初，耶稣基督在十字架上献上，赎罪祭的那一刻。
It's a weekly reminder for the Christian that his redemption is absolutely complete.
那其实就是提醒我们，耶稣的救赎啊已经完全了。
It's a reminder that God is satisfied and that His salvation is absolutely complete.
神满意了，耶稣的救恩，这样的救赎已经完成了。
It's also a time by we remembering the Lord Jesus that we can offer up spiritual sacrifices.To God, because the believer now is the priest. We are holy priesthood, where we can offer up spiritual sacrifices to God by Jesus Christ.
那我们也同时呢，借着这样的仪式， 来把我们属灵的祭物献给耶稣了。因为每一个信靠耶稣的人呢，他们自己就成了祭司了。那他在圣餐礼上，他祷告的时候，他感谢的时候，他也是献祭的过程。
And so when we remember the Lord Jesus, we take the bread and we drink the wine, but it doesn't produce life in us. It reminds us of the life that is already there, and brings forth thanksgiving and praise and worship.
所以当一个基督徒他领圣餐，领圣杯的时候呢，他并不是说那个里面的东西吃了能给他带来什么，他只是提醒他，告诉他这救恩是真实的，提醒他呢已经做成了的救恩和真实的生命，也同时呢也带着他用感谢为祭，献给神。
That the mention of the blood there, though in verse 54 or 55, that the mention of that blood, that implies that his life had to be given before that life could be transferred to us by God.
You mean 55, right?
Yeah.
55节的强调呢，其实就是他必须得献上他的生命啊，他的祭才能够，就他的赎罪祭才能完成。我们必须也借着这样的十字架的方式才能得着救赎。
And then in verse 56, there he said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him."
56呢说，吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
It's not only that we receive his life, but that life is eternal life. It's God's life.
我们不但接受他的生命啊，那这样的生命，而且是永恒的，从神来的生命。
And that life that He gives us becomes our real spiritual life.
那他这样的生命，他给借着我们的信心给我们的是成了我们真实的属灵生命。
Just as what we eat becomes a part of our body.
就像我们吃的东西啊，会变成我们身体的营养的一部分一样。
If you eat healthy food, you produce a healthy body.
你吃健康的饮食呢，就会有一个健康的身体。
So when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, it isn't as though it's my life and then I receive Him beside me, kind of thing, part of me. He is our life.
那一样的道理啊，当你接受耶稣基督进到你里面呢，他就成了你生命的一部分。
Turn to Colossians chapter 3.
看一下哥罗西书的三章。
Colossians chapter 3. And we want to read, I'll get Pilong to read the first four verses here.
我们读前面的四节。
Notice now he's speaking just to Christians.
注意，他这里讲的就是已经得救的基督徒，他只是在针对基督徒说这些话。哥罗西书三章一到四节，355页。所以你们若真与基督，哥罗西旧约新约的哥罗西355页啊，新约的355页。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命。他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So it's in verse 3. You died. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for us, and we died with him.
所以三节里面说你们已经死了，他其实讲的就是 当耶稣死在十字架上的时候呢，我们是跟他一同死在那里的。
And he makes this other statement, and your life is now hid with Christ in God.
同时呢，他又做了一个表述，他说我们的生命呢，在那个时候以及现在，我们是藏在和一基督一同藏在神里面。
See, when we receive the Lord Jesus, He comes into our hearts.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，他就进到我们心里面。
But that's the life of God dwelling within the believer.
那就是神的生命啊，住在信徒里面。
God never left heaven.
神从来没有离开过天堂。
To come into our hearts.
进到我们心里。
He brought us into heaven spiritually.
他是把我们带到天上去啊，从属灵里已经带到天上去了。
The word born again means also to be born from above.
那重生的意思啊，其实就是从上而生下来。
Where is heaven?
天堂在哪里？
The dwelling place of God.
神住的地方，对不对？
We always think it's above, which it is. It's above, but the world is round, and it's above everybody on the world. To the Australians, above is beneath for us.
上面哈，因为从上面生的，这个上面这个词呢，因为地球是圆的了，所以对于每一个人来说，上面。那对于我澳大利亚人的上面就是我们的下面了。
Heaven is where God is in eternity. It has nothing to do with time or space.
所以神的生命，它是指永恒的生命，它是超越时间和空间的，就不是我们理解的这个物理上的上面和时间的感觉。
In verse 3, he says, "Our life, our real life, is hidden with Christ in God, even as we sit in this room."
所以第三节。就讲到我们的生命是与基督一同藏在神里面的，即使我们的物理上是在这个房间里。
And so it's Christ dwelling in us. In verse 4, he says there, when Christ, who is your life, appears, you'll appear with him there in glory.
所以第四节说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候呢，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So in verse 56, back to John.
回到约翰福音的六章五十六节。
That is what I have just said explains. It explains what he says there. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, notice this, remains in me and I in him, because Christ.We read in Colossians, we read in Colossians, is our life. And we're in Him, in Christ, with God.
所以五十六节说到呢，就我们吃他肉，喝神血，喝耶稣血的人呢，就常在我里面，我也常在他里面。就是我们在哥罗西书刚才读到了，就是我们的生命是跟基督的生命在一起的，一起藏在神里面。
That life is a continual life in Christ. That's what he's saying. You'll be with me in the Father, continuing.
这是一个持续的，所以他说我们是在父里面持续的跟基督在一起。
See, salvation is not just to be saved from the punishment of sin, and then at some time in the future be taken after we die to go to heaven.It's that God has put heaven within us right now.
所以救恩不只是说呢，我们从罪中被救赎出来，在未来的某一刻呢，复活进到天堂，而是呢，从得救的那一刻呢，神已经把天国呢放在了我们的心里了，就是我们已经在那个里面了。
That's why Paul in Colossians that we read said, "Seek those things that are above, not those things." That are on the earth.
这就是保罗刚才提到的，在哥罗西书说到，你们要思念天上的事，不要思念地上的事，讲的就是这个意思。
So when Christ comes into our lives through faith, we eat Him, the living bread. Then our lives become a living quest for searching out the things of God.
所以当耶稣啊，我们吃了他的肉，喝了他的血，接受他的从灵里接受他的救恩以后。我们的生命就变成了一个属天的生命，就是你越来越多的思想的是天上的事，就是它是一个 外虽然你外在的形体还在地上，但是你的生命已经在天上。
He says, "Seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God."
所以他说你要思念，天上神，那些事情在天上神那里的天上属天的事情。
And as we seek those things where He is seated today, we understand some things. Perhaps at the right hand of Christ, we see Him as our great High Priest, who is praying for each one of us in this very moment.
就如果我们是思想天上的事呢，我们就能明白。坐在父神右边的那个大祭司就是耶稣基督，他每一天为我们祷告的是什么样的事情。
And as we begin as a growing understanding of God's love and grace and care for every one of us,
也只有这样的方式你才能够越来越多的明白神对你的爱，神对你的关护，是到底是一个什么样的概念。
And as we find that spiritual search, as we findThe truth, we are continually being fed by that same bread from heaven.
当我们知道这个真实的情形啊，就是我们思念天上的事，明白耶稣基督是怎么样为我们祷告的时候，我们就会更加的属灵上有信心，我们才能够越来越在这个过程当中越来越有信心，越来越得饱足。
And that explains that phrase, the last phrase of verse 56.
这就解释了五十六节哈，的内容，最后一部分的内容。
To remain in me, and I in him.
就是为什么我也常在他里面，就是我们怎么常在神里面，就是这个过程。
And in so doing, we become one with him.
然后借着这样的方式呢，我们就和他合一了。
In verse 57, look at that. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
然后永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人要因我活着。
The closeness of the bond that is between the Father and the Son becomes the same bond between the Son of God.And the believer in the Lord Jesus.
那最紧密的联系啊，在父神和基督之间这样最紧密的联系呢，在我们得救之后呢，就会变成同样紧密的基督和我们之间的联系。
That's an eternal bond that is formed when the believer trusts the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是一个永恒的连接了。当信徒接受信靠耶稣基督之后呢，这样的连接就变得。
But in a practical sense, it's a growing thing. As we feed upon that one above, we grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，在实际的过程当中，我们会看见，它是一个渐渐增长的过程，就是随着我们一直吃喝神的粮，它是一直在增长。
In verse 58, then he concludes his discourse.
那五十八节呢，他就结束了他这样的教导，大的教导。
And he summarizes everything that he said up to this point.
他把所有的事情呢，在这个点上呢，他就总结起来了。
This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever.
这就是天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。
And he said this.While teaching in the synagogue of Capernaum.
他说呢，这就是他在加百农会堂教训人说的。
It's interesting that in the Greek, the definite article is not on the synagogue. It's he taught it in synagogue. Now I'll explain it in a minute once.
Yeah. 然后他这里在希腊文里面，他只是说了没有强调是这一个会堂啊，他是只是说了会堂。
In the Greek, if there is no definite article, then like it's not. If I read it in the English, it would like be like this. He said this whilst teaching in synagogue. in Capernaum. It doesn't make sense in English very much. We always use the definite article. But when the Greeks don't use the definite article, instead of something specific, it becomes something of a the character of the place, not the location of the place, but the character. The character of the place was synagogue. The synagogue was the place where the word of God would be known. It was the only, if anywhere in the world there were Jews all over, and there were synagogues. And if you wanted to know the word of God, you went to synagogue. This is the place where the word of God came from. And that's where he finished his discourse. The place where the word of God would be known. And so it underlines the great truth of the Lord Jesus in the words later on. He's going to say, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are truth.
所以他这里其实在希腊的原文里，因为在讲到一个会堂呢，你一定会有个冠词，这个冠词强调的是地方，但是呢在希腊原文里面他不需要这种冠词呢，他只是强调这是会堂，那是会堂，会堂干什么呢？会堂就是犹太人来听神的话的地方。所以他在告诉用这样的表述告诉所有人，这就是神的话了，神的话在这个会堂里表达出来了。所以每一个在会堂里的人呢，他都是来听神的话的人。那耶稣在这个这句话这一句经文之后呢，他的教导就结束了，就是这个大的五饼二鱼之后的教导就结束了。好，我们先停在这儿啊，等会我们下个小时再重新开始。我们做一个祷告。我们天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们如此珍贵的话语，是吧？我们愿意吃喝神的粮那就是耶稣基督的救恩在我们灵里接受着救恩信靠着救恩，因为这就是生命我们的永恒的生命是藏在基督里的借着我们的信心，是本乎恩也因着信，是吧？求您帮助我们明白，更求您帮助我们接受。感谢主，祷告我们也为一会儿的饮食献上感恩，求您洁净这饮食，也求您喂养我们的灵魂，奉主耶稣的名， Amen。
Brother G has got a few words he'd like to add this morning。
我们先做一个开始的祷告，然后 G 他会做一个前面那段的补充。
Father, we want to thank you again for your word。
主啊，我们要再次感谢您，为了您的话语。
That word is forever settled in heaven。
这样的话语是已经在天立定了。
And Lord, we thank you for that word made flesh。
我们要谢谢您，他耶稣道成肉身而来。
And dwelling among us。
住在我们当中。
And we saw his glory。
我们也看见了他的荣耀。
It was all the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth。
他是那神怀里的独生子，充充满满的有恩典。
We thank you for your great love in sending him to us。
我们要谢谢您，您借着差耶稣来所显明那无穷的爱。
Now prepare our hearts, Lord, for more that we might understand of him。
主啊，求您预备我们的心，让我们能够更多的明白您的恩典。
We ask your blessing now upon us today, by that your Holy Spirit may teach us。
也盼望您的圣灵今天来教导我们。
That we might have humble hearts ready to receive what you have to say。
也求您预备我们有颗谦卑的心来接受这样的道理。
We ask this in Jesus' name。
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen。
I just want to say a couple of things。First of all, Jesus is trying to teach them the way of life。Because everybody's going to die one day, and these people that were in his audience were also going to die. And Jesus had a great concern for them because he loved them.
那每一个人呢都是要死的啊，在当时这些人呢，耶稣很爱他们，所以耶稣想对他们有一个心里有很重的负担。
And you know, he was considered a rabbi and a teacher. And you always pay attention to your teacher. You don't criticize your teacher. You don't think you know more than your teacher. You always want to learn from your teacher. And that's what they should have been doing, wanting to learn from him.
在当时呢，耶稣被他们称呼为拉比啊，拉比其实就是老师，所以你应该从来不会想去跟你的老师争论什么，你总是想更多的从他那学到东西。
You remember Nicodemus? He wanted to learn. That was in his heart. He wanted to learn, and so he went to Jesus privately to learn from him.
所以尼哥底母就是这样啊，他特别盼望有渴慕要学习，所以他晚间的时候就。悄悄来到耶稣那里来学习。
And that's where the humbleness of heart comes in. A person must be humble before God. God knows everything. We know nothing. Absolutely nothing compared to the knowledge of God.
所以这就是从在神面前谦卑的目的了，就是神知道一切啊，其实我们所知的真的有限。所以我们来到神面前总是先预备一颗谦卑的心来接受的。
The number one sin in God's book is pride. It's not murder. It's not stealing. It's not some of the other sins that you might think of, adultery and bearing false witnesses. But the number one sin is pride.
那第一的罪啊，在整个圣经里提到的就是骄傲，就是对神的骄傲。啊，不是杀人，也不是。奸淫，那最大的其实就是骄傲。
Why is it pride? Why is that number one sin?
为什么是骄傲呢？为什么这是最第一的罪呢？
Because you see, pride will keep a person away from God.
因为骄傲会让一个人远离神。
They think they can support themselves. They know everything. They know more than God. They know more than other people, and they're so proud of what they are.
所以他们知道呢，他们可以。做很多的事，他们能够供应自己一切所需的，他们不需要神。
So they will not go near God. They will not want to consult God. They will not want to believe what God says.
所以他们不想要接近神，他们也不想去相信神说的一切话。
And these people were like that.
这些人呢，就像这样。
They would not humble themselves. They would not believe.
他们也不想谦卑自己，他们也不愿意相信。
You know, if I believe that that is a rock, I will not eat that.
如果我相信这个是一些石头呢，我就不会吃。
If I believe that that is food and it's delicious, I will eat that.
如果我相信这是水果，这是很好吃的，我才会吃。
And it's the same thing as the teachings of God, of Jesus. If we believe, that's the most important thing, isn't it? If we believe...Then we will eat of him, he says.
对于神的道理也是一样啊，如果你相信他真的是营养，是有你对你有帮助的，你才会去吃。
He talks about the bread of life. Bread is what sustains a person. It's food, right? And the blood he talks about is life. So he has promised us that he will give us life.And he will sustain us.
所以他讲到的他的肉啊，就是他的生命的粮。那讲到的血呢，就是生命啊。所以他要借着这两个呢，要给我们持续给我们生命。
He will supply all our needs, not only just the physical here on the earth, but also when we leave this earth and go to be with him, the riches of his glory. The Bible talks about the riches in Christ that we can't imagine. It says, Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men, those things that God has prepared for them that love Him.
所以不但让我们见到今生的一切的丰盛啊，他要带我们到永恒里。圣经是这么描述，他说：“眼所未曾见，耳所未曾听，心所未曾想的。”这是神为我们在永恒里预备的。
So when he's talking about his body and his blood that he's giving for the world, the Christians gather together every Sunday morning here to remember him in his death, that he did give his body, his flesh, for the world, and that he did give his blood, a life, for as an offering to God for a sacrifice.
所以我们每一天不是每一周呢，基督徒聚集想要领圣餐敬拜他的时候呢，都是提醒我们纪念他的所赐下来的生命和就是粮和血，肉和血了。
And you know, this was the supper that he was going to institute before he was going to the cross.
这是他要上十字架之前所设定的圣餐礼。
And that's talked about in Corinthians chapter 11 by Paul as well. But when we eat the bread and we drink the cup, it's a symbol of his body that was broken for us and his blood that was shed for us.
所以哥林多前书十一章保罗讲到这个圣餐礼的时候，他当我们吃这个饼的时候呢，记起耶稣的身体为我们舍了。喝这个杯的时候，就记起耶稣的血为我们流了。
Not only does it remind us of his great sacrifice and his great love that he showed on the cross of Calvary, but it also tells us when we eat the bread and we drink from the cup that he is in us and we are in him.
所以不但他提醒我们耶稣所做的这个救恩，也同时告诉我们呢，当我们吃喝这灵粮的时候呢，我们就在他里面，他也在我们里面。
So when you think of the plan that God has made for mankind, and Jesus telling all these people about the wonderful plan that God had made for mankind, we must first humble ourselves before Him.
所以，当我们要领受神给人所预备的这么好的救恩，如此美好的计划的时候，我们总是先预备一颗谦卑的心来到他面前。
God could not do any more than what He did in giving His Son.For the life of this world.
神不能再做更多了，他已经把他的圣子的生命赐给了我们。
But you must believe first of all. That's the important thing.
我们总是要先谦卑的来接受这救恩。
Yet God loves us and He has done something for us.
因为耶稣爱我们，他已经为我们做了一切。
He talks also about he talks in parables about.The vine and the people that are in the vine, that they will produce food, and it's Jesus in us producing fruit in us as we go through life because He's always with us. Without Him, we can't produce anything.
所以在圣经里也说呢，就是他可以在我们里面呢，让我们能够结果子。没有他呢，我们就做不了任何事情。
He is our everything.
对，他是我们的一切了。
Okay.
Now let's go on to the end of the chapter.
我们就一起来。
Verse 60.
从六十节看到最后。
This part now to the end of the chapter takes place after they had left the synagogue, it would seem.
那这一段的话呢，是在他们离开会堂以后说的。
And verse 60 says, on hearing the fact that they needed to eat the bread from heaven, the flesh of the Lord Jesus, and drink His blood, it was that statement there that they found it too hard.To understand.
然后听见他门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
It wasn't really hard to understand.
其实不是那么难去理解了。
It was hard to accept.
是比较难去接受。
You see, if they had applied it spiritually, they would have had to look into their own hearts.
如果他们往他的心里去看啊，他们就能够。能够有属灵的应用了。
Instead, they were just using their minds, weren't they?
相反的，他们只是用他的脑子去想。
And there was no searching of their hearts.
这个话呢，并没有来探查他们的心了。
And so they did not accept what he was saying as being spiritual. They continued to think of it as being something intellectual.
所以他们并不是在属灵上去。接受神的话，他只是在用他的智力在思想神的话。
But they must have been very poor listeners as well.
所以他们是一个一些比较迟钝的听众啊。
Because in three places I mentioned earlier, verses 35, verse 40, and verse 47, they all speak of believing and eating. Believing is eating. They should have connected the dots.
因为好几次啊，在这段的教导里，三十五节、四十节、四十七节，他都提到了信呢、啊，信就是吃神的粮。
So that their difficulty was not intellectual, it was spiritual.
所以他们的麻烦，他们的困难不是不是智力上的，是这个是灵里的。
There, what did they say? They said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?"
这是一个很难的话，谁能接受呢？
He had presented the fact that eating is believing. The parallels were there. He continually says over and over again, three times.
他已经把吃就是信的这个道理已经三次的讲出来。
So the problem wasn't with the understanding. It was with accepting what he was saying.
所以麻烦不是在于理解，是在于接受这个事实。
You see, a man can be very religious and have all the knowledge in his mind.
一个人可以会非常宗教化，在他的脑子里有一切的知识，这个没有问题。
And as a result, can be very proud about that.
那这样的结果呢，可能会让他更加的骄傲。
Our brother Jeet talked about this.
我们刚才这弟兄已经讲到了这个点啊。
But that pride is the basis of all religions.
但这样的骄傲呢，其实是所有宗教的一个基础。
I have attained this level. I'm therefore this much higher than this person over here.
他说我已经有了这个基础了啊，我比那个人呢要知道更多一点的什么样的事情。
Therefore, I should be able to obtain favor with God.
那这样的话呢，我就会在神眼里呢更取悦于他，那他会更喜欢我一点，因为我知识更多一点。
But we have the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh. He humbled himself to become a servant of servants.
但是我们看见呢，耶稣基督啊，神道成肉身，他谦卑自己啊，是成为仆人的仆人。
Not only that, he humbled himself to death.
他甚至呢。谦卑以至于死。
He the Prince of Life, the Life Giver Himself.
他是赐生命的那一位啊，生命的主。
And John chapter 1 says, "In Him is life, the source of life."
约翰福音一章说呢，在他里面就是生命，生命的源头就在他里面。
He humbled himself and gave up that life.
但他谦卑自己，去把生命给我们。
But he was raised from the dead.
但他却从神把他从死里复活。
And so the shame and dishonor of that he humbled himself to that he humbled himself in coming and dying on the cross, he's now crowned with glory and honor in the very throne of God.
所以即便呢，这样我们看见当他谦卑自己以至于死的时候呢，神就把他抬高到特别高的位置。
So those Jews, they couldn't accept his saying, not because they didn't understand, they would not understand.
所以的犹太人他并不是不明白，他是不愿意明白，不愿意接受。
It offended their pride.
因为这个会冒犯他们的骄傲。
You see, they were Jews. They had the book of Moses. They had the temple.They had the priesthood. They had the sacrifices. They had all the ordinances. They didn't need anything because they were born Jews.
因为他们觉得呢，他们是犹太人呢，他们有圣殿，他们有摩西的教导，他们有律法，他们有祭司，他们有献祭，他们有一切外邦人没有的，所以他们很骄傲。
But what Jesus is telling them, you've got to eat of me, the most humble man that ever came into this world.
所以他们耶稣就告诉他们，你们要吃啊，吃这个肉啊，那就是那最谦卑的人 来的，地上最谦卑人，最谦卑的人来的，就是耶稣他所赐的这个肉。
You got to humble yourself, take a low spot and say, Lord, I'm unworthy. I have nothing to offer you, nothing to bring to you. But I just give you my life. I receive your son as my salvation.
所以我们应该来到他的面前说，主啊，我不配得，我也没有什么可以值得来得着这个天上来的粮的，怀着感恩的心来接受这救恩。
The time for learning as far as these Jews was concerned was over.
那对于这些犹太人来说，这个学习的时间呢也结束了。
The time for acting upon what they had learned was now before them.
那现在呢，他们已经学到的在他们面前了，他们要做什么样的选择的时刻来了。
They had to make a decision that day.
他们在那一天呢，需要做一个决定了。
Would they receive this teaching?
他们会不会接受这个教导呢？
Or would they reject it?
或者他们要拒绝。
There were many.
他们有很多这样的人哈。
The Lord Jesus attracted a huge crowd when he fed 5,000 people.
耶稣喂饱五千人的时候，他吸引了很大的一群人围着他。
Many others crowded around him, wanting to be healed of whatever sicknesses they had, demons cast out, lepers to be cleansed, blind to see, the lame to walk. He was in demand. He was very popular.
他同时身边也一直围着这么一群人，就是来得医治的，瞎子看见，瘸子行走，大麻风得医治，被赶鬼的。所以他始终是在一个很大的需要的人群当中。
And many of them were saying, you know, I'm his disciple. I'm going to follow Jesus.
很多人都这么说的，我是他的门徒，我要跟着他走。
But he said, unless you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you don't have any life in you.
但是耶稣的回答却是，你除非吃我的肉啊，喝我的血，就是信他了，你不可能有生命。
And they said, "Who can accept that?"
他们就说，哎，谁能听见？谁能听呢？谁能接受？
From that time on, many of his disciples didn't walk anymore with him.
所以从那个时刻开始，有很多的人就不再跟随他。
It was a watershed that day.
那这是一个分水岭啊，从那一天。
You know what a watershed is, eh? You know, water running down the mountain this side and running down the mountain that side. It was a division among the people.
对，其实就是个分水岭，就是水在岭上一些往这边流下来，一些往那边流下来，就开始要做选择了。
Now he was aware that these professing, they were professors, they weren't possessors.
所以他们。所以他们自己声称他们是明白，他们是教授了，他们是犹太人的。
They said they were disciples of Jesus, but they had not received him into their.
所以他们说自己是耶稣的门徒，但他们其实没有接受。
If it was to their advantage, worldly advantage, they would follow him.
如果他们是为了地上的好处呢，他们会跟随耶稣。
But where they would have to be humbled.And to receive him by faith and become like him, they rejected that.
如果当他要他们谦卑，要接受耶稣基督，成为他们的救主呢，那他们要开始离开他了。
They wanted an outward king that would free them from the Romans.
他们要的是一个外在的王啊，把他们从罗马的殖民统治中带出来。
But they didn't want the Lord of life.That they might be free from their sins.
但他们不想要一个生命的主啊，把他们从罪的奴仆中带出来。
A far greater slavery than Rome ever produced.
那罪的奴仆啊，可比这个罗马的这个奴役统治啊要厉害的多了。
And he's verse 61 is he was aware of their thoughts.
然后六十一节说呢，耶稣其实心里知道门徒为这话议论。
And he says he asked them, does this offend you? Does this, are you stumbled at my word?
所以他就说呢，那这话是叫你们厌弃吗？
He had said that he had come down from heaven, the incarnation.
因为他已经跟大家说了，他是从天上来的，是道成肉身的。
Now, he said, he had said that he had come down from heaven to give his life, die on the cross, but now he's going to tell them more.
现在呢，他又告诉他们更多了，耶稣。
He said, "What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?"
倘若你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？
He says, "There, that's he's speaking there about the resurrection and the ascension into God's Father's right hand."
所以这里他在讲的是他的复活以及升天哈，回到父神的右边这样的一件事情。
He has a physical body now in heaven.
他有一个在天上有形的身体呢。
Remember when he appeared to Thomas? He said, "Thomas." I'm not a spirit. He says, handle me, touch me, and see. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bones.
所以他跟多马说的时候，当他复活了以后，他跟多马说，我不是一个灵啊，我是有身体的，你可以摸的。他说本来灵是没有肉体可以触碰的。
And so, the Lord Jesus, there is now a man at God's right hand.He is now a prince and a savior, but he's also our great high priest.
那耶稣呢？不但是我们的救主啊，他现在在父神的右边，也是我们的大祭司，为我们代求。
So he tells them that he's. What if the Son of Man ascends to where he was before?
所以他就问他们：那你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处怎么样呢？
And someday the world is going to see Jesus.
有一天，地上的人会再看见耶稣。
Where he comes as the Son of Man, the Judge of all mankind.
他会以人子的审判主的
形象
再回来。
God has appointed a day in which he's going to judge the secrets of people's hearts by none other than his Son, the Lord Jesus.
那神会指定他做地上万民的审判主。
Verse 63, now he explains something that should have checked their departure.
那63节他就是说了一些能够检测他们的离开的这么一段话了。
Weren't they offended by his use of the terms eating his flesh, drinking his blood?
是看看他们是不是真的被说吃肉啊喝血这些所冒犯了。
But in verse 63, he makes it plain that it's this, the flesh does not profit anything. It's the spirit.
所以63节他强调呢，其实肉体是无益的，是人叫人活的是灵的。
He says the spirit gives life.
灵是带来生命的。
The flesh counts for nothing.
那肉体是没有什么用处。
Now that statement also, when we think of the some priests, so-called priests.Not ordained by God, but ordained by man. When they pray over the bread and wine, he says it profits nothing. It's just bread and wine. It profits nothing. Because it's fleshly. It's earthly. The flesh profits nothing. There's nothing that we can take in that's going to give us eternal life. The only thing...is the Spirit of God Himself from heaven. It's the Spirit, he says, that gives life, verse 63.
所以比方说那个祭司祷告的时候讲到的这个饼啊这个杯啊其实这个里面的东西没有什么意义的。有意义的是这个背后的属灵的含义那才是真正从天降下来生命的粮了。
See, it isn't the bread that gives life, it's the words that he spoke. They have substance.
所以不是那个粮给人生命，是那个话，神说的话是有生命的。
Consider this. When God created the heavens and the earth, he spoke them into existence.
你想一想，当神创造天地万物的时候，他是用话语来创造，他说有就有了。
Now, if the physical world was brought into the existence by the word of his power, All creation is nothing but energy, is it not?
Yeah.
Controlled energy.
So
you can say yes. You can say no too. I mean, we get an argument from.
所以万物当神创造的时候都是以能源开始，就是以能量开始的哈。
So when he spoke by the word of his power, everything came into existence.
所以他在他的话语里就有这个能量啊，就在他的能量里呢，这全地就都有。
But his words are spiritual. They can actually, we can be born again, a new life implanted into us through that same word.
所以，但他的话呢是属灵的。那这样的话语呢，可以借着你的信心呢，进到你里面，一个新的生命就这样出来了。
We are free moral creatures. We have a will that is given to us.
所以我们是完全自由的，有自由意志的受造物啊，是神一开始造我们的时候就给我们的。
God doesn't just speak into us and we're born again. He speaks to our mind. We hear it.And then we believe that word with its power, we are born again by His Spirit. His Spirit is implanted into us.
所以神并不是说他说了，然后我们就重生了，而是他说了，我们听了，我们的自由意志里做了选择，接受了，我们才从圣灵重生了。所以多了当中这个环节。
The Spirit of God.Is the author of the Word of God.
所以神的圣灵呢，其实就是神的话的那个作者了。
The Spirit of God is the interpreter of the Word of God.
同时，神的圣灵也是神的话语的解释者。
When we understand what the Word is, what God is telling us through His Word, and we believe by faith, the Holy Spirit works through the Word and implants.New life, just like that.
所以当我们听见这个话呢，这个话是从圣灵来的，然后我们理解这个话呢，理解的方式也是圣灵带着我们，然后我们接受了，我们信的那一刻呢，就在那一瞬间呢，圣灵就进来在我们里面，我们就重生了。所以这个是属灵的生命的这个过程啊，开始的过程。
And so now, if there were any of those disciples still around that had not gone away, the Lord Jesus is, he's telling them plainly.
所以对于那些还没有离开的那个门徒们啊，耶稣就直接跟他们讲了。
The words that I have spoken to you, he says, they are spirit and they are life.
所以我对你们所说的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
But then he goes on in verse 64.
然后接着呢，他就讲了六十四节。
And he says, "Yet there are some of you who do not believe."
你们中间有不信的人。
The disciples seem to be going away one after another.
门徒们呢，看起来就一个一个在离开呀。
They were thinking in their minds, "What will it cost me if to follow Jesus?"
所以他们在脑子里会想啊，我要跟随耶稣会有一些什么样的代价
？I like the bread that he gave us that day.
我喜欢他那天给我的面包。
His words were interesting.
他的话语呢也很有意思。
I learned a lot.
我学到了很多。
But I like my own life the way it is.
但我还是喜欢我现在这个生活的样子。
I don't want to give up my life so that he's going to give me his life.
我不愿意放弃我的生活，那让他的生命呢来替代我，我这个不愿意。
And so.These disciples could rationalize their refusal to believe by saying, "I can't accept the fact that I have to eat his blood or drink his blood and eat his flesh."
所以，其实他们脑子里已经有一个很强大的这个逻辑思考过程，就是我最终我还是不想要的，但他们当然他们嘴巴上是讲这个血和肉的事情，其实他已经想明白了。
They must suppress.The Spirit of God speaking to their hearts.
所以他们要压抑啊，在圣灵在他们里面对他们说话的那个声音，他们要把它打回去。
Then they just rationalize it in their minds that their decision is to reject what he's saying.
他们只是在他们的脑子里进行一番这个逻辑思考，他们就决定不要了。
And what happened to those people?
对于这些人后来会发生什么呢？
They go out into a night of eternal ignorance.
那他们就会进到了一个永恒的黑暗里去。
Spiritual darkness.
属灵的黑暗。
Because light had come into the world. But men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil and they love that.
因为黑暗到世间来的人不喜欢光亮到光明到世间来的人不喜欢光亮倒喜欢黑暗。
But if anybody is of the truth here today, they will come to that light.
听见真理的听见光的就来救光。
We're not preaching a religion, we're not preaching any system, we're just preaching the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们不是在讲一个宗教，我不是在讲一个系统，我们只在讲耶稣基督。
And he says, he that comes to me, I will not cast out.
耶稣说呢，一切到我这里来的，我永不丢弃。
There were some who didn't believe, and Jesus knows. He knew the hearts of everyone.There that stood before him that day, and he does right this morning. He knows the hearts of everyone here.
就像在当时，耶稣知道所有围着他的人每一个人的心一样。今天我们在座的每一个人的心呢，耶稣也都知道。
And there we read, continued read verse 64. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and.Who would betray him?
耶稣从起头就知道呢，谁不信他，谁要卖他。
There was a traitor, a secret traitor amongst in their midst.
因为有一个秘密的背叛者哈在这里。
There, he knows who has faith right from the beginning.
因为他知道谁最初是有信心的。
He wouldn't be God if he didn't know.
如果他不知道，他就不是神了。
This is another proof that the Lord Jesus is God Himself.
这是另外一个证据啊，耶稣就是神自己。
There is no spirit that can read your mind, read your heart. No created spirit can read your mind.
我们都知道，没有任何受造的灵啊，能够读你的心，没有这个能力的。
No more than you can read your neighbor's mind.
就像你不能知道你邻居的心是什么，你也读不出来的。
However, often we know what our neighbors thinking by what their actions, what they do.
我们只能是通过邻居的这个行为来判断他在想什么。
Evil spirits can look and see how we live, and they can tell a lot about us.
然后呢，邪灵啊也是这么来看我们的心的，他是经过我们的行为啊，他只看你的行为在做什么，他就猜呢。你里面在想什么？
They know what we're thinking by what we do.
因为他是借着我们所做的来猜我们所想的。
But what Jesus is doing, he knows something beyond that.
耶稣在这里可是超越了这个点了。
Because here in there was a traitor in their midst that nobody knew, even to the night that the Lord Jesus died upon the cross.
因为他这里讲到谁要卖他，他知道呢，这可是超越了。所有人通过行为能判断出来的，因为直到卖主的前一天晚上，其他的十一个门徒都不知道到底是谁。
So well did he act that no one suspected him. He was the last person the other disciples thought would be the betrayer.
那他隐藏的如此之好，他外表的行为如此之好啊，以至于没有人认为会是他，就是犹大了，因为剩下的人都认为最不可能的就是他。
But Jesus knew.
耶稣知道。
He knew everybody in the crowd immediately. Who but God could know the thoughts of men's hearts?
因为他知道人群中每一个人的心，除了神，谁能做得到
？So that we see there, he knew verse. Then he goes on in verse 65.And he says, he went, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him.
第六十五节，耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人到我这里来。
Now some people try to make this verse a stumbling block that, oh, I couldn't come to Jesus because God didn't enable me.
所以有的人会用这节经文来做一个很歪曲的解释，说呢，哎呀，我不能去信上帝呢，我不能信基督呢，因为神没有让我去信他。
That isn't what this means at all.
啊，这根本不是这个意思。
Because in so many other verses it says, "Everyone who comes to me, I will not cast out."
因为其他的经文我们很清楚的知道，耶稣说每一个到我这里来的，我必不丢弃他，不拒绝他。
Another verse in John 5 and verse 24 says, "He that hears my word and believes in him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation or judgment, but has already passed out of death and into life."
就像约翰福音五章二十四节说的，我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
And he says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest."
他说呢，你们每一个劳苦，凡劳苦担重担的呢，都可以到我这里来。
That's Matthew 11 and 28.
这是马太福音的十一章的内容。
And we know that it's not God's will that any should perish.But that all should come to repentance.
因为神不愿意一人得失丧啊，他唯愿万人都得救。
So what does it mean then, this verse that nobody can come to me except the Father enabled him?
这里为什么说若不蒙我父的恩赐，没有人到我这里来呢？
The Father has sent the Son, but He's also sent the Spirit of God to reveal the Son.
所以神呢，不但差了圣子来，也差了圣灵来把圣子呢启示出来。
The words that Jesus spoke, they're spiritual words.
啊，这就是这些话呢，耶稣说的，都是属灵的话。
We have the Son speaking the words, the spiritual words that come from the Father who initiates that message.
我们有神的圣子，道成肉身的耶稣呢，来说这些。神的话，这个话呢是从神的直接来的。
And so that those that came to Jesus, they'd already been enabled by the Father.
所以这些来到神耶稣这来的都是蒙父的恩赐来的。
Don't let that be a believing in Jesus.
就不要以这个作为一个拦阻或者借口，就是你不能够去信耶稣。
The Father wants you to come to Him.
父愿意你到基督那里去。
Wants you to become His little child.
让你成为他那小孩子。
You can be born again and become a child of God simply by faith in the Lord Jesus.
你就是借着简简单单对神耶稣的信心呢，你就会重生。
Nothing we have to do, nothing we can do.
我们不需要被迫一定要做什么，我们也做不了什么。
It's believing what God has done for us.
就简单的要相信耶神替已经替我们做好。
That's what grace is.
这就是恩典的意思。
Grace is God's love in action.
恩典就是神的爱在他的行动中表明出来。
And when Jesus satisfied God's righteousness, God was able then to freely act in His real character of love.
正是因为耶稣在救恩上，在十字架的救恩上已经满足了公义的要求，所以神才能够全然自由地把他的恩典倾倒出来。
The punishment for our sin was put on the Son.
因为我们罪的惩罚已经放在了耶稣身上。
And having suffered and paid the price, God can now come out in His real character. We know that God is love.
所以经历耶稣的受难和献祭之后呢，那神可以把他真实的爱的本性呢，在我们面前显出来。
What does love look like?
爱是像什么呢？
It's expressed in grace.
这就是在恩典中表达出来的。
It means God's favor towards us that we don't deserve.
这就是我们不配得的。恩典啊，神给了我们。
It's giving to us all that God has in Christ.
他把神一切所有的在基督里赐给我们。
It's an inheritance in heaven.
这是从天上而来的产业。
In Christ, we have an inheritance in Him.
在基督里呢，我们有从藏在他里面的天上来的产业。
And you remember the story of the prodigal son?
你都记得这个浪子的故事。
He asked his father, "Father, I want all my inheritance."
所以他跟他的父说呢，父啊，我要我所有的家业。
And he took all the father's inheritance, sold everything, put as the money in a bag, and went to a far country.
所以他拿上自己从父来的产业呢，就把它全放在一个包里，就去远方了。
He wasted all his substance.
他把一切都浪费了，都挥霍了。
And when he was starving, he remembered his father.
当他饥饿中，他就想起了他的父。
He said, "The servants in my father's house have enough to eat, and I'm starving."
他说：“我父家中的仆人呢，都有足够的吃的，我现在到这里挨饿。
"I'm going to go back to my father and say, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm not worthy to be called a son."Make me a servant.
所以他说，父啊，我得罪了天呐，也得罪了你，我现在不配做你的儿子，就称我为一个仆人吧。
So he rehearsed his speech and headed home.
所以他想了一下这个话语啊，他是在饥饿的时候想的，他就决定回家了。
Thin, ragged, and in great humility.
那身上的也是破布烂衫，在极其的谦卑中他回去了。
His father saw him way down the road.
所以他的父亲远远就看见了他。
The father had watched for his return many a day.
他父亲一直盼望他回来。
Longing for his son.
希望这个儿子的回来。
The son felt that he had lost every claim upon his father.
这个儿子呢，认为他已经失掉了一切在跟他父亲的关系。
But when the father saw that poor, pathetic figure,
当父亲看见这个可怜的人的时候，
he rose and ran, which is something in the East. Men don't run.
他起来啊，就向他跑去。其实呢，在这东方之地啊，因为犹太人也是东方之地，他是老人家是不跑的。
How undignified for this man to run！
一个老人家他跑起来，这也是多么不是这么尊贵的一个表示。
But it expressed his heart's longing for his son。
那这个表明他对他的儿子的期盼是有多大。
And the son started with his rehearsed message. Father, he says.
然后这个儿子呢就开始说出他在这个窘迫时候想过的那些话。
I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
他说父啊，我得罪了天也得罪了你。
I'm not worthy to be called your son.
他说我不配做你的儿子了。
But before he could complete his statement to his father.
但是在他还没有说完他对他父亲要说的这些话的时候，
The father says, "Stop!" Ordered the servants to bring a robe, which means the honor of the son.
然后父亲就没有让他说完啊，就停了，就叫仆人呢去把袍子拿出来。这个袍子代表什么？就是代表儿子的荣誉了。
Shoes, so he's no longer a servant; he's the son would wear shoes.
鞋子也是一样的，他光着脚的时候是个仆人啊，穿上鞋他就不是仆人。
The ring to share in the authority.
那戒指，给他戴上戒指，说明他有重新回到了权柄的儿子的位置。
And a great feast prepared.
然后一个盛宴呢，在圣晚餐呢在准备。
You see.The young son is like us. we have lost our inheritance as sons of Adam. We've all sinned.
这个年轻的儿子的小儿子就像我们，我们就丢了，在亚当里丢了从神赐给我们的一切的产业。
God's enemy, Satan, is ruling over us.
神的敌人撒旦在统治我们。
We have lost all claim upon God.
所以我们丢失了在神里面一切的这个关系了。
But God still loves us.
神依然爱我们。
And in His grace, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, in His grace, He receives us into His house.
在耶稣基督里，在他的恩典里呢，我们又被神接进了他的家。
You see, the young son had lost all his inheritance in the field.
这个小儿子是失掉了他一切的产业，他的田地。
The lands and the cattle and the buildings, he'd spent all that.
那牛羊房屋，他已经都挥霍掉了。
But that's a picture of this world, right?
这就是这个现在这个地上的一个图像啊，一个预表。
But what he had was he shared the honor of the Father's house with the Father.
但是呢，他和父啊一起来分享了，最后呢，来分享了这个父的一家的荣耀。
How big is the Father's house?
那父的一家有多大呢？
It's bigger than the universe.
是比宇宙更大的。
The fields outside are finite.
外面的这个地啊是无限的。
But the Father's house
啊是有限的。
It's infinite.
那神的家是无限的。
So that's a picture of what grace is. What we deserve is to be a servant.
这就是恩典的意思。那我们要本来配得的一个身份就是一个仆人。
But instead, He makes us beloved sons.
但相反呢，他是不但让我们没有做仆人，而是做了他所爱的圣子，做了爱的儿子。
And from this time, it says, verse 66, many of His disciples turned back and no longer followed Him.
所以从这里呢，在66节开始，他们当中有很多就退去了，不再和他同行。
What a sad, very sad statement that is.
这是多么可悲的一个说法。
To come so close to heaven and yet miss the open door, the wide open door.
那如此接近天堂的一个点呢，他们居然也错过了，很可惜。
我有一个问题啊。觉得这个天赋就前提是这个神呢创造了一切包括人类，他其实能够掌控怎么创造控制这个人的灵，但是呢就是像我们每一个千千万万多少亿的个体都是就是繁衍生殖，他是没有控制的，然后你们再去自由意志去选择，然后他也能预见犹大会卖他，他呢也只能就是通过自己的死来赎这个全人类的罪，那他也能预测，然后他刚好就是用这个犹大的出卖这件事来赎全人类的罪，那这个我觉得这个神呢，这个 God 也是很 interesting 的人，他为什么不就直接控制你们，就是跟他就是为什么要
Yeah. So the question is why such a long distance to save us by died and resurrected, and why? Because she means God knows everything beforehand and knows that. Judah will betray so God just gave us free will to choose, so why not just directly make us to accept
you can answer that yourself. Do you want to be a robot? No. Not only that, but even the holy angels they do his bidding. What God wants, what if you love, you want someone to love you in return. Now, a robot cannot respond. That's why we have the relationship of a man and a woman.
对，他说没有人喜欢自己被做成一个机器人啊，那这个我们的所有的一切就没有意义了啊，就是这个，而且呢，爱呢是相互的，机器人是不会把爱呢同样的传递回来的，所以你和机器人之间是不会有真的爱的，你只能跟另外一个有自由意志的人之间才可能有真的爱。
A robot cannot have fellowship.
一个机器人之间是不可能有这个爱的关系的，不可能的。
A robot is a servant.
那机器人就是一个仆人。
Whereas what God is doing, those that are saved come of their own free will, and they actually have fellowship with the Father and the Son by the Spirit of God.
所以神做的呢，他每一个救的人都是在他的自由意志里自己选择要到神这里来，选择他成为自己的救主，然后在这个关系里呢，神就跟这个得救的人呢有真的爱的联系了，他不是被编过去的。
他完全可以，我给你们每人预知个，
完全可以，完全可以，完全可以。
Also, you know, when we are little children, right? We know that they're going to make mistakes, and sometimes they won't listen to us. We can't force them.Right? We can't force them to listen to us. They will do what they want to do. And sometimes it's okay. Because when they make a mistake, they're going to learn from that mistake. Okay? So when they learn from that mistake, they will grow. Okay? So mankind, even though God knew that they were going to make a mistake, but they were going to realize how loving and compassionate God is.We forgive our children, we help them still, even after they made mistakes, and we see them growing and growing and growing in wisdom and in knowledge, and we're so happy. And God is really happy when He sees that growth taking place through experience. He allows that to happen.
就是我们在孩子身上也有类似的经历，就当一个小孩子他要犯一个错的时候，你也可以有两个选择，一个呢就是用你的意志强迫他不去做，这种方式呢，他学不到东西。还有一种呢，就是你许可一些事情发生，在他的自己，他一定要选的话呢，你就任凭他，然后呢，他会跌倒的，他会吃苦头，然后在这个苦头里呢，他会学习到经验的，所以他这个过程当中，他才真的成长起来。那我们跟天父的关系也是类似的这样的性质，就是他，我们可以被强迫的改变我们的想法，甚至干脆没有选择的权利，但是呢，神许可我们在自由意志里选择，甚至选择背逆神，但是最终会有糟糕的结果。但在这个结果里呢，我们会去思考，我们去想，我们就会去学习。
You see, this is the word of God. It's a living word. It's not just like a book that somebody wrote and it comes and it goes, but in a few years you forget about it. This book has survived over thousands and thousands of years. Why? Because the Spirit of God has preserved it and protected it. Many books that get changed from history books to this and that, they get changed. But this book has not got changed, okay? It hasn't been changed.The Spirit of God makes sure it doesn't get changed. And He preserves it. So it doesn't, it wasn't, it's not like it was here 1,000 years ago, now it doesn't exist. He preserves His Word by His power. And did you want to say?
Yeah. 就是这本书本身就是一个特别重要的一个依据啊，就是它本身不没有几千年没有变过。那神的圣灵呢保守这本书的完全的一致，在这一点上呢和其他任何的 书有很大的区别，其他的书经常会有改变，而且你有的时候你看了以后你就放到一边去了，但是几千年来因着这本书有很多很多的人生命发生改变，但是唯独这本书它是不变的。
The word of God tells us that the gospel of Jesus Christ, or the good news that's here in the Bible, is foolishness to them that are perishing. Okay? These people would not believe the word of God. They were perishing. They were probably the same people that when Pilate brought Jesus before them, and they were saying, crucify him, crucify him. And he asked, which one would you let go? A murderer? Set him free? Or would you set Jesus free? And they wanted the murderer set free.
对，比如说在耶稣钉死十字架的时候，身边他有两个强盗嘛，然后当时比拉多问所有的这个犹太人，你们要谁啊？要耶稣呢，还是要这个强盗？那每一个人都说我们要强盗，不要耶稣，要钉死耶稣。所以这些选择都是我们自己做的。
And you know something, the Bible says that the Spirit of God speaks to a person once, he speaks to him twice, and if he's gracious, he'll speak three times. But once people realize that the Spirit of God is speaking to them, and they turn away from the truth, there's nothing more left that God can do for them if they don't receive the gospel of his Son.
所以圣灵带领我们的方式就会在我们里面说话，就我们里面心里经常会有声音啊，你会听到一次两次，然后你可以拒绝这个声音，然后你转离它。所以当你转离这个声音，你转离神的带领的时候，其实没有什么神还可以做的了，只能任凭你就走吧。
Okay.
好，我们今天就到这儿，我们时间的原因。在天上的父，谢谢你赐给我们这救恩，父爱，求您带领我们真的明白救恩的意义因为您赐给我们自由意志这自由意志本是爱的载体，若没有自由意志，我们怎能有爱的表达呢？父啊，也求您让我们在自由意志里做真正正确的选择让我们看见，无论是在理性里还是在心里，都看见并接受您是何等的爱我们这样的一个事实。当我们有怀疑的时候，求您的圣灵带领我们冷静客观的来看待您给我们预备的救恩，让我们得着那最客观理性的结论，就是耶稣基督爱我们，为我们死在十字架上我们要接受这救恩为的是要得着自己罪的赦免也得着神因此而赐给我们那极大的祝福。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们今天余下的时间，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。